listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's good to know that many of us are able to attend our on-site services. And I'm just so thankful to God because He has given us this special moment, alam niyo, to gather together since this is what He designed the church to be. And syempre, kung meron po tayong mga nangyayari ng on-site services, ito pong ating online services, hindi pa rin po mawawala. In fact, let me welcome all of you in our afternoon online worship service. And today, we are having a new series since it's December na, and this is entitled Reason to Celebrate. So alam niyo po, no, it's 20 days to go before Christmas, and maya-maya po, no, magme-message po ako sa inyo lahat. Kukuhain ko po yung number nyo tsaka yung pinaka-address nyo para makapag-caroling po ako sa inyo at tsaka makapag-noche buena. Okay lang po ba yun? You know, kidding aside, alam po ninyo, no, every time na darating ang Christmas season, parati ko pong naalala yung favorite song ko. Naalala ko nung time na nagka-caroling pa kami. Ito po yung isa sa mga gustong-gusto kong kantahin, no, yung Bilis ang Bigay, 5-5-5-5-5. Bilis ang Bigay, 5-5-5-5-5. Di ba mo, no? Para habang hindi pa tapos yung kanta, marinig pa lang po nila yun, ay sigurado, magbibigay na po yung mga tao. Isa pa pong favorite song ko, yung Kay Sigla ng Gabi, ang lahat ay kay saya, nagluto ang ate ng nilagang kamote. So, ayan, kidding aside, so, yan po yung madalas na kantahin namin ng mga kaibigan ko. Every time na nagkakaroling po kami at every time na sasapit po ang Christmas season. And as we go forward with our series today, alam po ninyo, no, nagkaroon po ako ng survey and nagpost po ako sa Facebook at mayroon po akong tinanong. At humingi po ako ng tulong sa ating po mga kaibigan, ka-church, okay, mga kakilala. At ito po yung tanong na pinost ko, kung safe na ang mga lugar, kasi alam po natin na pababa ng pababa yung COVID infection sa nation natin. So, patuloy lang po tayo mag-ingat. Okay, at wag po nating i-let down yung ating guards. Magsuot pa rin po tayo ng minimum health protocol, no? Yung ating mga face mask. Ayan, so kung safe na ang mga lugar, saan mo gustong i-celebrate ng family mo ang Christmas? Kung mabibigyan ka na mag-travel anywhere without restrictions, and bakit? And ginawa ko po ito para to lighten up po our morning, and let me share po yung mga answers ng ating mga kaibigan at kasamaan sa church. Okay, so para kahit alam mo yun, on-site tayo or online, alam mo yun na ramdam pa rin natin yung being together natin sa church. So ito po, una si MJ Nubla, sabi niya po, parang pang Miss Universe ang tanungan, Pastor Mar. Thank you for that wonderful question. Ayan, di ba? If budget permits, I'll choose to spend our Christmas in Japan, Disneyland for the kids, wow, strolling around the city, and Japanese food, whoa, 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 for Christmas. May iba naman, tagal namin naka-quarantine sa Pinoy food eh. Ayan, thank you, Miss MJ, for that wonderful answer also. So, si Miss Delper naman, no? So, makikita niyo po sa screen, sabi niya, would love to spend Christmas with my son RJ, who is working in Hong Kong. Haven't seen him for almost 2 years now. Oh, so, yan po yung prayer ko sa inyo, Ate Del, na hopefully, in God's perfect time, okay, or sooner, makapag-spend time ka sa iyong anak kahit na hindi Christmas season. Ito naman po si Miss Cherry Depano Magsanok. Hindi ko po alam kung kamag-anak po na rin basketball player, no? Si Ronnie, o I don't know. So sabi niya, if given the chance, we'll choose to spend it hopefully at one big place with both sides of our family present, mine and the Habis family. This pandemic has made us realize how precious time is, and spending more time with the ones who mean so much to you is a rare and beautiful gift you can give to yourself and your family. We also want our children to be able to learn this from us. Wow, thank you, Miss Cherry. Grabe, pusuan po natin yan. Ito naman po, no, si Criselda Lumberio, taga Victory Pasig po ito. Sabi niya, Japan po, Pastor, para madalaw at the same time ang tita kong recovering from leukemia. mag-isa lang kasi siya doon, gusto niya kami makasama sa mga next celebrations pa na dadating. Oh, alam mo, Criselda, praying for your tita, no? Na gumaling siya at makarecover siya by the power of God dito sa kanyang leukemia. Ito naman po, si Richard Estiller Ayuson, isa po sa mga maghiting po natin na frontliner. Sabi niya, sa Desmond Farm, Nueva Ecija. Pero malabo din po, malamang naka-duty ako. Yan, no? Dahil sa sobrang committed po ni Richard, no, sa kanyang work as a frontliner. Okay lang yan, Richard, next time. Okay, mapupunta mo rin yung Desmond Farm na yan sa Nueva Ecija. Anyway, nasa Nueva Ecija ako, mapuntahan ka yung lugar na yan. Mukhang maganda, ha? And lastly po, si Ate Gloria, Glorita Villamor Bicedo, sabi niya, simple lang po ang sagot ko dun sa birthplace ko sa Mauban, Quezon. Tita Glo, ang tanong ko po, marami po bang mapuputi ang buhok sa lugar niyo? Joke lang po. Okay. Birthplace sa Mauban, Quezon. Sabi niya, na-miss ko na yung simoy ng dagat, yung pagsikat ng araw na makikita ko dahan-dahan tumataas sa gitna ng dalawang bundok sa harap ng dagat. At yung sariwang isda at alamang, grabe, nakakagutom. Siyempre, kasama dun ang madalaw ang mga mahal ko sa buhay. Ayan, grabe po, no? Thank you po, Ate Glo, sa inyong sagot, no? Alam po ninyo, no? Madami pa pong sumagot, pero kukulangin po ang oras natin pagka-shinare ko po lahat. And alam nyo, masarap po talagang i-celebrate ang Christmas na buo at kasamang ating pamilya. Pero mas lalong sasaya ang selebrasyon ng ating pamilya kapag kasama natin si God. Amen? So speaking of Christmas, I believe many are looking forward this year to really celebrate Christmas. Kasi nga, hindi tayo nakalabas last year, di ba? Because of pandemic. Or some might celebrate it the simple way. Probably dahil sa mga nagdaan na buwan. Or some may not be looking forward to celebrate it. And I won't be surprised, no, kung meron pong ganun na parang intention. Well, we respect po, no, for whatever reason na meron po sila kung hindi po magse-celebrate yung ibang tao ng Christmas season today. But you see, just like what the song says, every time na darating ang Christmas season, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Okay? Gusto mong sabihin sa atin lahat na there is a reason to celebrate Christmas. Pandemic season may have brought us so much pain, sickness, loss, and difficulties, but there is always a reason for all of us to celebrate Christmas. Why? Because in spite of what we've all experienced last year and this year, okay, we can always look back and recount God's faithfulness to us. Would you say amen to that? And I believe all of us have different stories to tell about how good our God is and how He has not abandoned us, how He has not failed us in our most challenging times. You know, we all have reasons to celebrate Christmas together because we can reflect on God's light and life in our lives. Amen? All right, so can I ask everyone to open your Bible to Matthew chapter 1 and we will be reading just one verse today. Okay? So sige po, open niyo po yung inyong Bible kung wala pa rin po kayong Bible up to this time. Eh dahil magki-Christmas na, magkakaroon na ng mga bonus. So make sure po na isa po sa mga priority nyo is to have your own physical Bible, katulad nito pong hawak ko, no, this year. And kung nandiyan na po kayo sa Matthew chapter 1, meron din po tayo makikita dyan sa ating screen para po sa mga walang physical Bible. And we'll be reading verse 23 lang. Sabi po rito, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Let us all pray. Father, thank you, God, for the preaching of your word. I pray that you would speak to us, God, today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Salamat, Panginoon, that your presence is here with us, Lord God. Even if we are, Lord, meeting online, salamat, Lord, that you will make your presence felt, Lord God, in our midst, Lord. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Alam po ninyo, no, yung name po na Emmanuel, nag-appear po yan sa Bible 3 times. 2 beses po sa Old Testament, okay, specifically sa book po ng Isaiah, doon sa Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, and Isaiah chapter 8 verse 8, and once in the Gospel of Matthew, ito nga po sa binasa natin. And sa book po ng Isaiah, kung saan ang galing po itong binasa natin, no, sinasabi po rin na a child born in the time of King Ahaz was given the name Emmanuel. Okay? And that name as a sign to the king that Judah would receive relief from attacks by Israel and Syria. Kaya sabi po doon sa Isaiah 7 verse 14, pag pinuntahan po natin, therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Now, 700 years after King Ahaz's reign, a virgin from Nazareth, okay, named Mary, was engaged to Joseph. And doon po sa text na binasa natin, before they were married, yung angel po is binisit po si Joseph to confirm that Mary had conceived a child through the Holy Spirit. And alam natin story na medyo natatakot si Joseph that time and gusto niya nang hiwalayan si Mary. But the angel of the Lord spoke to him. Again, when the child was born, sinasabi mo nung angel sa kanila, they were to name him Jesus. Now for Matthew, okay, who wrote the book of Matthew, understanding the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy delivers this inspired revelation. Okay, yung sa binasa po natin. Pero this time, isasama po natin yung verse 22. Sabi, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, Jesus fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy 700 years after, because he was literally God with us. He was fully human, yet he's still fully God when he came here, okay, on earth. And Christ came to live in Israel with his people as Isaiah had foretold. Now for Matthew, Matthew recognized Jesus as Emmanuel, the living expression of the incarnation, the miracle of the Son of God becoming a human and making his home among us so that he could reveal God to all of us. And ano nga bang ibig sabihin kapag sinabing God with us? Ito po yung isishare ko sa atin this afternoon. It means God is with us in human form. Sabi po dun sa John chapter 1 verse 14 sa NLT version, so the Word became human and made His home among us. Ayan ha, familiar kayo dun sa word na among us ha. Hindi po ito yun. Okay? He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Here sa verse 14 po ng John chapter 1, John describes the incarnation of God through Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that the Word became flesh, that the Son of God literally came down from heaven, okay, here on earth in human form, and it says that He made His home among us. Okay? Tumira siya rito with us. And my question is this not worth celebrating, knowing that the God who created us all decided to make His home among us? Kapag nanirahan sa piling natin ang Diyos, ano bang ibig po sabihin nun? Okay, this makes me remember, okay, the privilege that Adam and Eve experienced in the Garden of Eden. You see, they literally heard God and experienced being with God. Grabe po yung experience na yun. His power, di ba? Talagang they experienced the wonders of God's majesty, His loving presence, His care, His power, His provision. They saw God's glory by their own two eyes. And literally, Adam and Eve experienced walking, talking, and living with God. No, so fast forward, okay, when Jesus lived His 33 years in Israel, I believe that the disciples also experienced that same thing. Sabi nga ni John sa Tagalog version, nakita namin ang kaluwalhati ang tunay na Kanya bilang kaisa-isang anak ng Ama. Siya ay puspos ng kagandahang loob at ng katotohanan. So, pagka ganun po yung experience natin, there was no need to fear when they were in His presence. O ito pong mga disciples, because there's nothing that He cannot do and put into order and provide. Lahat kaya pong gawin ng ating Panginoong Jesus. He was glorious, full of unfailing love, and at faithfulness, sabi po doon sa binasa natin. And you know what I was thinking? Ano kaya yung feeling po, no? Yung literally walking with Jesus during that time? o yung time ni Adam and Eve. Di ba? You to see the face of the Lord and hear audibly His voice. Di ba? So it must have really been a life-changing for these people. And now in our time, okay, one proof that God is with us is when we are gathered together in His name. Sabi po dun sa Matthew 18:20, familiar po kayo rito, babasahin ko po sa Amplified Classic Version, "For wherever two or three are gathered or drawn together as my followers into my name, there I am in the midst of them." Now, my question is, ilan po ba tayo ngayon? Okay, nagmi-meet online. Di ba? So, desiring to worship God in spirit and in truth and hearing the preaching of His word today. Come on now, di ba? So, kahit na 70 lang tayo, 80, 60, 50, still, sabi rin sa Matthew, for wherever two or three are gathered. Di ba? And more than three po tayo ngayon dito sa online. So, the Bible mentioned that He is here in our midst today. He is here with us. Making His home in our midst. Amen? Grabe po yun, no? Para malaman natin na ganun yung dini-desire ni God. And I hope na-encourage po kayo today na hindi kayo nag-iisa. You see, God is not just a sign like the child that was mentioned during the time of King Ahaz, but God is with us through Jesus in person. And the Bible said that Jesus left the glories of heaven and took on the form of a servant so He could identify with us in our day-to-day human struggles. Grabe! Saan ka po makakakita ng Diyos na ganun? That is why He came here to live among us. There is a purpose why He came here on earth. I remember Hebrews 4:15 in Amplified, classic version ulit. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weakness and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning." What does this mean to us? Ano po bang ibig sabihin natong binasa natin? It means, talagang nandito si Jesus to sympathize with us, to understand yung pinagdadaanan natin, to share with our emotions and feelings, to share with our weakness and infirmities. This means that we can have someone who can hear our groanings, who can listen and identify with our pains. Woo! Grabe po to. It means that He knows all things that we are going through. It means that we can have peace in the midst of our challenging season, that we don't have to be afraid, that Jesus has got us covered and we don't need to worry. Come on! Grabe po ito. I hope upon hearing this preaching, sobrang na-encourage po kayo kasi nung ginagawa ko po ito, nung pinag-aaralan ko, wow! Salamat, Lord, that literally, when you came here on earth, ganito yung na-experience ng mga disciples mo at saka ng mga tao naka-experience sa'yo. And now that you went back to heaven and that the Holy Spirit is here with us, yun po yung nararamdaman namin. Okay? We may not have Jesus now physically, but that is our future hope. Amen? That one day, in His return, we will be with Him. Makikita natin siya face to face. And excited po tayong lahat for that. Amen? So, not only that God is with us in human form, but God is with us in His fullness. Colossians 2, chapter 2, verse 9 to 10 in NLT version, sabi po rito, "For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority." You see, Jesus has all the fullness of God in Him. This means that through Jesus Christ, God is revealed not partially, but completely or fully. Not 50%, not 80%, not 90%, but 100%. Walang labis, walang kulang. Sabi nga nila, from A to Z. Jesus is the full representation of God the Father. Sabi po sa John chapter 1, verse 18, "No one has ever seen God, but the unique one who is Himself God is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us." You see, Jesus showed. Okay, talking about that God is with us in His fullness. Jesus showed and displayed how compassionate, mindful, loving, merciful, gracious, righteous, and holy are God is. Hindi lang po yun, but Jesus displayed how far God the Father can go just to save us and make a way for us to be reconciled to Him. Ipinakita po ni Jesus kung sino at paano magmahal ang isang ama. And in verse 10 of Colossians na binasa natin, since the fullness of God is in Christ in bodily form, we also brought into fullness through our union with Christ. Grabing promise po ito. Now, what does a life look like, okay, when it is filled with the fullness of God? Let me read in Ephesians 3, verses 16 to 19. Sabi po dun, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit and in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, when we are filled with the fullness of Christ, we are also filled with the fullness of God. That is what it means when we say that our God is with us. Now, what happens when we are filled with the fullness of God? Sinabi po doon sa binasa natin sa Ephesians that first, our inner being is strengthened with the power through the Holy Spirit. Come on now! Woo! Diba? Not only that, but Christ is dwelling in our hearts. Kaya kahit may pinagdadaanan tayo, dama mo, nararamdaman natin ang Panginoong Hesukristo sa buhay natin. That we are being rooted and established in love. Lastly, that we will together have the power to grasp the measure of God's love for us. Again, God is with us, not only in human form, but God is with us in His fullness, means ramdam, dinig, at kita natin ang buong pagmamahal at pagka-Diyos niya sa ating buhay. And we can know and experience God as our Father, our friend, our Redeemer, our comfort, our refuge, our strength, our provider, our protector, and many more. Kumbaga, ang isip ko po rito, no? Para tayo pong may full access kay God. Because of Jesus being our Emmanuel. And ang tanong ko po, naka-experience po ba kayo ng ganun? Yung may nagbigay sa inyo ng full access na ticket sa lahat ng area ng isang magandang place? Yung pwede kang pumunta o pumasok na walang restrictions. I remember po, no, si Ethan, when he was 2 years old, someone invited us or sponsored us to go to Singapore. It was my very first time with my family po, no, to visit Singapore. And guess what? We're so blessed to be given a full access sa mga iba't ibang places in Singapore. Okay, we've been given a brown envelope during that time. And we did our tickets to all places that we want to go. From Sentosa Island to Universal Studios to Singapore Flyer to the cable cars and many more. Hindi nga po namin naubos yung ticket kasi kulang ng 5 days to stay sa Singapore. You see, if we can experience temporary pleasures in this world because we have God with us, how much more having all the spiritual blessings through Christ? And this is what Ephesians chapter 1 is telling us. Sabi po doon, in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Woo! Grabe! Hindi ko po makontain yung excitement ko sa akin dahil po sa pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. I believe that these spiritual blessings are meant to be given to us so that we can experience the fullness of God in our lives through our union with Christ. Again, we have Jesus as our Emmanuel. We have God with us in His fullness. God is all in and all out for you and me. And lastly, God is with us forever. What does it mean? When we say God with us, it means God is with us forever. Sabihin nga po natin yan sa comment section. Forever, itay po natin. You see, after Jesus' resurrection, okay, before He returned to the Father, He made this promise. And alam niyo po ba kung ano yung promise na yun? Let us read together in Matthew 28:20 in Amplified Classic Version. Sabi niya po ron, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of the age. Amen. So let it be. Let it be. Let it be. He will be with us forever. Let it be. Then, sing! O, hindi, wag na. Baka maano tayo. Baka putulin na. Maputol tayo sa Facebook. Grabe, ang linaw po. Sa lahat ng panahon, pagkakataon, sa mga pagsubok sa buhay, ay kasakasama natin ang ating Diyos. Eternally, consistently, and in all circumstances ng buhay natin, hindi tayo nag-iisa. Come on! Woo! Kung dito sa mundong ginagalawan natin, ay walang forever because everything is temporary here. Then with God, there is forever. He said, I am with you to the very end of the age. Until the consummation of the age. Iniwan ba tayo ni God? Nung nagkaroon ng pandemic? Last year and this year? Hindi naman, di ba? Kaya ngayon our time, we can still celebrate, okay, together because we have the Holy Spirit with us. May kasama tayo. Di ba iba po ang confidence natin? Depende kung sino ang kasama natin. Naalala nyo ba nung high school kayo or nung college kayo na kapag kasama yung mga dabarkads nyo, yung mga tropa nyo, yung mga repapits nyo, di ba iba yung angas natin, feeling natin we are untouchable? Or kapag kasama mo yung ex-girlfriend mo na asawa mo na ngayon, ayan, no? Di ba? Naka HHWW kayo together. Alam nyo po ba yung HHWW? Holding hands while walking. Ayan, no? Ngayon na rin yung mga millennials yan. Okay? Ano mga Gen Z. Okay? So, di ba iba yung confidence natin? Yung mga oras na yon. How much more kung si God yung kasama natin? Amen? Kay God, walang iwanan. Hindi lang yon. Sabi nga ni God sa Romans 8:38-39 in NLT version, sabi that, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, and that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, the fact that we can never be separated from Christ's love, this already means that we are forever glued with God. In short, God is with us forever. So in every season of our lives, mga kapatid, mga ka-church, we all have the reason to celebrate because God is with us. In fact, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1, it mentioned that there is a season for everything. And in those seasons, I want us to understand that God is there. Hindi tayo iniiwan ni God. We may not understand the reason and the season that we are in, but God is in every season of our lives, that He is present in our grieving season. He is with us in our joyful season. He is there in our brokenness. He is also there in our rebuilding moment. So cheer up, church, for God will be with us forever. God is with us. Last scripture that I want to share to us to give us more proof that God is with us forever. Matthew 1:21 in Amplified Classic Version. Sabi po doon, she will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus, the Greek form of the Hebrew Joshua, which means Savior, for he will save his people from their sins, that is prevent them from falling and missing the true end and scope of life, which is God. Here, another proof that the very reason Jesus came here, okay, to be with us is so that He could save you and me, all of us, from our sins. And this is the very promise of the New Testament. This is the very reason God is with us. He came and lived among us so that once and for all, He can save us from being enslaved to sin. My question is, will you let God to be with you? Because this means that Jesus is not just after our physical and financial condition, He is not only after our soul condition, but most importantly, He is after our spiritual condition. So are you willing to let Him make His home in your life and do some fixing? Do you want Him to fill you with His fullness? And do you want Him to be with you eternally? I hope yung mga sagot po nating lahat to these questions are yes. Because God removed all our sins through Christ Jesus so that He can be with us again and again, that He can be with us forever. Amen? Let us pray. Father, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Salamat, Panginoon, that we have all the reason to celebrate in whatever season we are in because you are with us. That you are with us in human form, that you are with us in your fullness, and you are with us forever. Father, thank you. This will boost our faith and confidence, Lord God, knowing that you are with us. Even as we are looking forward, God, to the year 2022, Father, we are confident and we are in faith, Lord God, that things will go well with us because you are with us. Or if not, Lord, the most important thing there is that you are with us. As you promise, you will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, let me pray for all of us here. For whatever season you are in today, if you feel you are alone, if you feel you are discouraged and down, if you are hopeless, if you are in pain, let me tell you, God is with you. In fact, let me declare Psalm 23 verse 4, if you are in these following seasons of your life. So let me pray for you and declare this Psalm 23 verse 4. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sandless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide me, they comfort me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, for those people who are in these seasons, Lord God. Salamat, God, that you are, Lord God, encouraging them and speaking to them, Lord God, that you are with them in the name of Jesus. Just as you said here in Psalm 24, that even though they walk through the valley of shadow of death, they will not fear anything because you are with them. Salamat, Panginoon. I pray, God, for faith to rise in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, even for healing to happen spiritually, physically, mentally, Lord God, even financially, Lord God, those who are struggling today. Salamat, Panginoon. Even as we are looking forward next year, let your staff, Lord God, protect us or guide us, and your rod, Lord God, to be with us, Lord, to comfort us, in the name of Jesus. Last prayer point po. I believe it is only through Jesus Christ where we can experience that God is with us. Because the Bible mentioned that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Him. If you are that person and gusto mo pong ibigay yung buhay mo sa Panginoong Jesus at gusto mo siyang tanggapin bilang Diyos at kapagligtas ng iyong buhay, at kung naiintindihan mo yung sinasabi ko sa iyo, na it's only through Jesus Christ where you can experience that God is with you. Let me give this opportunity for you. If you are here today online, pwede ka pong mag-prayer emoji, okay, para ma-recognize ka po ng mga kasama natin online and so that we can pray for you. So in fact, why don't you follow this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I come to you today knowing that the only way for me to experience that you are with me in every season of my life is to receive Jesus in my life, to receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Father, I am sorry sa lahat ng mga kasalanan na nagawa ko, and I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and I confess today that God raised you from the dead. Salamat, Panginoon, for giving me eternal life today. In fact, I receive it by faith. This I ask, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. So kung ikaw po yung nanalangin ngayon, pwede ka bang maglagay ng heart emoji ngayon dyan sa comment section para makakonect po kami sa'yo, matawagan ka namin, ma-message ka namin, or pwede nyo pong iscan tong QR code na to or contactin tong number na to kung talagang alam niyo, yung willingness niyo na sinasabi niyo talaga, gusto ko nang magkaroon ng pagbabago in my life. I want to experience God even in this Christmas season. Help me kung paano ko siya susundan. So, iscan niyo lang po yan or i-message niyo po kami through the number that you are seeing on our screen. Again, thank you so much for being with us here in our online afternoon service. And may God bless us all. See you next week. Bye!
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.